AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The latest U.S. brokered peace talks between Russia and Ukraine ended with no sign of a breakthrough. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
There were already low expectations for significant progress in Geneva. Putin advisor Vladimir Medinsky says the talks were difficult but businesslike. Ukrainian Defense Minister Rustem Umerov called them intensive.
There's progress, but no details can be disclosed at this stage.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says political differences remain deep, including land Russia wants to keep in Ukraine. Both sides say there will be more talks. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Coalition of Health and Environmental Groups is suing the Environmental Protection Agency, challenging the rescinding of a scientific finding that has been the central basis for U.S. action to regulate greenhouse gas emissions and fight climate change. Some Republican legislators are looking to restrict their state's ability to set environmental regulations, a move that comes as the Trump administration pushes to roll back environmental rules on power plants, water, and greenhouse gases. A day after the death of Reverend Jesse Jackson, his daughter Santina spoke of a tweet from President Trump that complimented her father.
Reverend had the genius of turning foes into friends. He said, "You don't have enemies, we have opponents. But through it all, we must always speak to each other. We must keep the lines of communication open."
Jesse Jackson died in Chicago. He was 84. Authorities say a flight returned to a Houston airport this morning just after takeoff because of an unruly passenger. Prosecutors in Paris have opened two new investigations tied to Jeffrey Epstein, and they called on possible victims in France to come forward. One investigation will focus on sex abuse crimes, the other on financial wrongdoing. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are rising on Wall Street, led by the most valuable company in the market, NVIDIA. The S&P 500 rose 0.8% in the first hour of trading Wednesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 312 points. That's about 0.6%. The NASDAQ Composite rose 1.2%. NVIDIA climbed 2.7%. Facebook parent company Meta Platforms announced a deal to use millions of NVIDIA's chips in AI data centers. Meta slipped less than 0.1%. Investors are starting to worry about how much of a return companies like Meta will see from the huge amounts of money they're investing in AI. Treasury yields edged higher in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
There has been a surprise shark sighting, a big one, in Antarctica's near-freezing ocean. It was spotted last year in near-freezing waters. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.